Okay, so we're looking at the one that's called HTML5, linkpage.html. And this is the one where I simply said, another page.html exists, and it exists in the same folder as this page. And therefore, it can find it just fine. New page HTML does not exist. So if you click on that, it comes back and gives you an error message because this one doesn't exist. So this one does not exist. And this one is in the same folder as the page. And so that one works. The one that does not exist, obviously, doesn't work. Okay, and you get an error message if you do that. Okay, the next one is more links. And this is the last thing that we looked at. Okay, yeah.
I just forget how you got the top one on the last page source to work. The another page.html.
Say that again.
How the new page goes to nothing, but another page goes to another link.
Okay, let me go back and see if I can then figure out what you're saying, because I'm lost. Okay, so I'm back to here.
Yep.
And another page brings up a page.
Yeah, I just forgot how to get that to be linked to something.
Oh, just the AH reference. You see, you say A, the anchor tag, and then within the anchor tag, within the A, you write H reference equals, and you tell it the name of the page.
And so you've got the A is the anchor. That's just a file that's in the same folder.
Yeah.
The other HTML.
That's right. As the page.
The page
that you're sitting in is in a folder. And the folder that it's in is CIS17, then HTML, then, unfortunately it doesn't show, but it is HTML5, I believe. And then it does the page. So within pgrosa.net, okay, so within pgrosa.net, which is my home page, I have CIS17. Only those are lowercase, but that's all right. CIS17, and that's a folder. And then within that folder, I have a folder called HTML. And within that folder, I have a folder called HTML5. And my pages are here. The pages are here, inside there. So this particular page is... Okay, so this is going to contain HTML5 link page .html, and it is also going to contain another page .html. So those two will both be in the same folder.
So if I wanted to do something similar to the assignment and piece certain things into links, all I would do is take the separate HTMLs I'm making for new pages and just put them in
Same folder, right.
Okay.
And then you can link by just giving the name. Because I'm sitting here. Okay, I'm sitting here. That's what's showing. And so it will look around in that same folder for the page. If the folder does not contain the page, then it has got to have an address so that it can find it. Because if it doesn't have an address, it can't find it. Okay? So you're sitting there, and anything that is also in CIS 17, HTML, HTML5 is also sitting there. So those two pages are there. And the names of the pages are those two, and they're sitting in that particular folder. Okay? So, if I have things within the folder, I'm all set. If not, then I have to give an address. And that's more what I've done in the next two. So the next one says more links. Okay? So on this one, I've got three links. I said link to the CIS 120 page, link to a file in a subfolder, and link to the first page about links. Those are just the words that I'm telling you. So if I look at this and do a view page source, okay, the first one I said I was going to link to the CIS 120 page. So this is a link that I decided to put in the entire address. So I said the AH reference is going to be http://www.pgrosser.net and then the name of the page. Okay? Because that page is PFG CIS 120 is in the root. It's in the basic part, okay? So it's in the root. So I'm saying link, go to pgrosser.net, and in that root you will find this page. Okay? Now this page is right now, again, in pgrosser.net, and there's where the page is. So this is another page that's in CIS 17, go to the folder HTML, go to the folder HTML5, and you'll find it. Okay, so there is the address of where that page will be found. And that's what's happening when you click on that, you know, when we brought this page up, it's got the address so it knew where to find it. It went to CIS 17 and then to HTML and then to HTML5 and then we found the page because it's in HTML5. So what I said on this next one, let me just get it all so it's visible. On this next one, I said I'm going to go to a subfolder that's under HTML5. So I am saying I'm going to have CIS 17, and then HTML, and then HTML5. And then there's going to be a subfolder that I'm telling you about that is called sub-HTML5. Okay, so I am right now, this is in HTML5, and this is the page, and it's in HTML5. So right now, this page, come on, you can do it. No, you can't. All right. Let's see, if I go like that, yeah, now it can. Okay, so that subfolder is in HTML5, yes?
Wouldn't HTML just be a subfolder of CIS 17 and so on?
Well, I made it. I mean, these are my folders that I made. So I made, under pgrosser.net, I made CIS 17. Then I went and made a subfolder under that called HTML. Then I made a folder under that called HTML5, and then I made a folder under that called sub-HTML5. okay? Because that's what I chose to do. I think I'm organized, okay? And I have all the things that I want in different folders. So I've got sub-HTML5. And that, this file right here is going to be, I said, in sub-HTML5. Okay, so that particular file is going to be in sub-HTML5. Here's where I am sitting. So where I'm sitting, I can say, I'm sitting right in there. I can say, go to sub-HTML5 because it's in the same folder. So it can find sub-HTML5 because I'm sitting in HTML5 and sub-HTML5 is also in HTML5. So it can go there. So I tell it over here, okay, from where I'm sitting, go down one folder and here is the file that I want. So it goes down one folder to sub-HTML5 and it finds the file that I want. Okay. Does that make sense? Okay, I got one nod. A couple more nods, please. Or shake of heads. Questions? Okay. So if I then click on this link, what is going to show up there when I click on that?
The same address.
The same address. And so here's what I've got now. And if I come back up here and I say link to the first page, link to a file in a subfolder, this is what I've now got. So I went to CIS-17, then I've got HTML, then I've got HTML5, then I've got sub-HTML5, and then I've got the file. Okay? So that's where what I told it to do, and it did it, and it worked. Okay, so I told it to go and click, and I said, okay, from where you're sitting, which is HTML5, go to sub-HTML5, which shows up there, and then grab that page. And so it goes and it grabs that page. Okay, questions? Okay, then the next one I said, I want a link to this page. Okay, and right now I'm in HTML5. When I click to this, I'm still in HTML5. Both of these are in HTML5. So therefore, since they're both in HTML5, I can just give the name of the page. Okay? Because this page and this and the other page that I want to go to are both in HTML5. Okay, so I can just go to a page because it's in the same directory. Okay. Now the last one gets into backing up. So I've got on this one, link to my home page, which just went to http://www.pgrosser.net. Now, interestingly enough, the way this works is my home page that you see, if you go to my site, has been stored as index.html. So the home page You know, you never have to tell a page, or you usually don't have to ever tell a page. You can usually just go to a site. And the reason is that the primary page at that site will be given the name index.html. And by default, when it goes to a site, it will bring up index.html. Okay, so when it goes to pgrosser.net, it brings up index.html. And my home page is named index.html. Okay? So it brings up index.html. In this other one, I am saying link back to the previous, and I shouldn't have said page here. I should have said, I just read it, link back to the previous folder where you're going to find it. Okay? That should not have said back to the previous page. It's linking back to the previous folder. And in the previous folder, I will find this page. So I am backing it up. I'm saying go up a folder. So dot dot means go up a folder. Okay? So that means where you're sitting, back up a folder, and then you'll find this page. You'll find it in the spot where you back up. Okay. Now, in all honesty, the easier way to do that is to always just give the whole HTTP address, and then it works. And you'll find if you look at my site, because I am lazy, a lot of mine have the whole HTTP address, as opposed to figuring out whether I need to go up or down a folder or whatever. I just put in the address, and it's pure laziness. So you too can be lazy and put in the whole address. Okay. So, if I were to type pgrosser.net and then just put in index.html, you can see that indeed it brought back my home page. Okay, so if I type in my website, it will show this page. But just to prove it, I put up there index.html, and it indeed shows my home page. Okay? But the default is to show index.html when you go to a site. So home pages are usually known as index.html. Okay? Okay, so now what I want you to do is pull out your login, and we will it work on logging in. You were sent, hopefully, an email from IT that has your username and password in it, and that's what I want you to find, okay, so that we can go in. If you don't have it, I have a copy, so I can get you the one if you don't have it. But try to pull it out and see what you have.
Just mail it to the school.
Pardon me?
Mail it to the school. Email?
Yes. Well, it's mailed to whatever you gave them as your official address. Actually, I think some of you gave them something other than Bristol CC, because when I go and take the, when I click on see emails in my roster, I get a few that are not Bristol CC. So, therefore, I guess you have to know what you told them.
This is for the CIS
web? Yes, it's for CIS web.
CIS web at BC. What is the address?
That's CIS web at Bristol CC, but I'm going to do that. If you don't have it, You can come over and Lindsay will can give it to you. Is anybody finding it?
I wanted to ask you, we talked about centering an image on a page. How would you make it go to the right or left? If you want to, would you just adjust the margin?
No. I'm trying to think of something else, but yes, you can adjust the margin.
Margin left, auto, margin right, auto.
Right, and you could say margin left, 100 pixels.
Okay.
Or margin left, yeah.
How much it moves.
Yeah.
I think the image will look fine centered, but if I want to move it.
Yeah, right, you can play with it.
Does it automatically adjust? Like if I have a ton of information and I decide to put an image at the top, does it automatically move the text down?
Or yes.
Okay.
Okay, is anybody else in need of a password? Has everybody found it? Okay. Okay, people are staring at their screen, so I can't tell whether that means they're looking for it or whether they're just staring at the screen because they have nothing else to do because they've already found it. So where do you stand? Huh? You found it? Okay. All right. So what we're going to do is go into CIS software. Okay, so CIS software. And then you're going to scroll down to the bottom and open WinSCP. Okay, so we're scrolling down to the bottom and opening WinSCP. No, you're not downloading anything. You're going from CIS software, and CIS software has a whole bunch of stuff that's installed, and you're clicking on WinSCP. Now, if you want to do this at home, WinSCP is a free thing that you can download at home so that you can have access from home too. But here we have it installed, so you're going to just click on WinSCP. Okay? So after you clicked on that, what is going to come up is this login information. Okay, this screen that says login up at the top. They have it set up so the host is put in automatically. If you're at home, you're going to have to put in the host. And the host is the name of the server we're using, which is CIS Web. And then .bristolcc.edu. Okay, so Bristol is our domain name, and so people from anywhere in the world can go into bristolcc.edu, specifically in the CIS Web. So that's the host, yes.
For some reason, mine is grayed out.
Which is what is grayed out?
The username and password?
Yes, I haven't got there yet.
Oh, okay.
So, that's the host. And if you don't have it, then you have to put it there. But does yours come up with it? Mine does. Okay. So now we got to go to username and password. Now, depending on some installations, It used to be that I could just enter them. You can hit edit and enter them. But the easiest way, I think, is to hit login. So at this point, I don't touch anything, I just hit login. And when I hit login, it comes up and asks me to type in my username. So I'm going to type in my username. And then when I hit OK again, it is going to ask me for my password in a minute. First it gives me da-da-da-da, and I hit continue. And then I put in my password. Okay, so now I've got my password in. And I click OK, and at that point, I'm in. Hopefully. And this is when, if you didn't get in, okay, why is that not going up? Thank you. Okay. So your username and your password should have got you to something that says home and your username. That's where you should be right now, is where it says home and your username. Okay? So then at that point, you need to be inside public HTML. So you're going to click on public HTML. Now, I've got a gazillion things out there. I suspect the only thing you're seeing is public HTML, right? Is there anything else there? Okay, so click on public HTML. And again, I got a gazillion things there. I think you probably have something that says index.html. Okay? So that's as far as it's gone. So now... Okay, again, this is the server, and this is your local. Okay, right now, if I look at the local side, it says my documents. But I can access my hard drive, I can access flash drives, I can access anything that I want over there. Okay, so over here, if I click on this, you can see all the drives that are available to me. So if I click on where it said my documents, I can see all the drives. So if you have a flash drive with you, you can click on the flash drive and say, okay, that's the one I want to use, and it will. You can have a flash drive over there. The N drive is your drive on our server. You could click on the N drive. Okay, but you can click on anything you want over there, any drive that you want, and that's the local thing that you're working with. So over here on the server side, I'm going to make a new directory. And I do this by saying file, new, directory. Okay, so I'm going to make a new directory. And in just a minute, I will continue, but I want to paste that in. Okay. So I make a new directory, and it says a folder, and it says, what do you want to call it? So I'm going to call it AAA to get it near the top, and I'm going to call it CIS 120 Spring 18. Okay. So I'm making a directory called AAA because I want it to be near the top, CIS 120 S18. You can make anything you want. And you certainly don't need the AAA because you don't have a gazillion things. Okay? So now I am going to click OK. And I have made a directory. And there it is. Now that I have my directory, I can drag anything from my local area over to the directory. So I've got a first HTML, and I'm going to drag that over and drop it in my directory. So now I have an HTML page in my directory. Okay, and if I click on this directory, you can see that the HTML page is there. So I have dragged it over and put it in my directory on the server. Now, you do not have to make a directory. You can just drag it right over to the root of the server, and that works fine too. Obviously, I've got a lot of junk up there, so I want everything in directories. But you're not going to have as much stuff out there. So if you want to just not create a directory, but just drag it over into public HTML, that's fine. Because it's only your public HTML. Yeah.
This is being saved in as local for some reason? And not the... Not on the right?
So, have you got an HTML? Okay, that's because you, when you made it, this was where it was active side. Okay. You can be active on either side of these. The one that is slightly darker than the other is the one that's active. And I'm saying slightly because it really is only slightly darker. But if you want to make sure that yours is active, just click over here on this side, and that makes it active. Okay, so before you make the new directory, file new directory, you want to make sure that this is the active side. And if you click right there, it becomes active. Okay? Otherwise, what he did was had apparently clicked over here, and so this was the active side. So when he made a directory, it went on the local as opposed to on the server. So now I have an HTML file on my server. Is that true for the rest of you? Okay, everybody all set? Because if you're not, let us know, and Lindsay will help out.
It's a server. I'm expecting like to the network section. I use a school computer for now.
Yeah.
It's going to be an IT thing. You might have to go to the office for that.
No, I would definitely use the school computer for now.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you've got to have WinSCP downloaded in order to be able to use it. Yeah.
Should I make a test HTML file for now? Because I don't have the one that I've been working on. Were we supposed to put that one in here or...
Yeah, that would be a good one to put in, but if you don't have it, sure, you can make a... Or you can just drag one of mine, download one of mine, and then put that up. You know, you can just download one of mine and then put that up, whatever. But you want to get some kind of an HTML file in there. Okay, so now we get to the point, we've got it up there, we want the world to be able to see it. So what I've got to do is I'm going to bring up a browser. Okay, and I'm using Firefox, but you can use whatever you want. So when I get over here, I'm going to bring up this page in my browser. So the first thing I need to tell it is what the host is. And the host is cisweb.bristolcc.edu. And in some of my notes, I refer to it as the host being cisweb.bristol.mass.edu. Just a sec. And I told you that that has changed, but I haven't changed it in all my handouts. So where it says bristol.mass, you're supposed to use bristolcc. Okay, yeah. Okay, and then you're going to drag something over to that directory. Hopefully you have an HTML someplace on a flash drive or something. Okay. Yeah. Hopefully you have an HTML file with you that you can drag over. Okay? If not, you can download one of mine and drag it over. Okay, so then I'm going to hit after the host. I'm hitting slash, and I'm putting a tilde. The tilde is that curly thing that's right beneath the escape on your computer, right beneath the escape, you'll find the tilde. So I'm saying slash tilde. And after I put the tilde, I'm putting my username. Okay, and your username has numbers on it, mine didn't for this. So I put my username. Then, if I made a folder, I put the folder name. AAA CIS 120 S18. That's the name of my folder. And then I put my file name, which was first HTML.html. Okay? So what I've got here is, okay, let's see. Yep, it's doing that again. I don't understand why it's doing that. Okay, so there it is. So this is my page. And the way I did it was I wrote host, and then I've got my username, and then I've got my folder, if I have one, and then I've got my file. Okay, so that's the address that I put up there. Notice that I do not put in home, and I do not put in public HTML. The tilde takes care of it.
Where does the tilde go, I guess?
It goes right after the slash, after cisweb.bristolcc.edu. Okay, so it's cisweb.bristolcc.edu/tilde, your username, then the folder if you made one, then the file. If you don't want to make a folder, that's fine. And that should bring up your page. Okay, is that working? Yeah.
So, what if your folder has spaces?
Spaces in the name? Get rid of them. Worst thing Microsoft ever did was make the world allow spaces. Because the vast majority of it, you don't. So it's just easier to take them out. I mean, right now you haven't done much with it, so just take the spaces out. You can use camel case just for you can use camel case if you want to, which means switch to, if you've got two words, switch to uppercase for the first letter of the second word or something like that. You can use underscore, but don't embed spaces in either the folder or the file name. Okay? It's just easier not to, yeah.
I was just going to say, my file was named with a space in it, and it worked fine, so...
If, yeah.
Just try not to do it.
Try not to do
okay.
it. Yeah, it will work, but if you got the, if you, the address came up and you look at it, it's going to now have number signs and all that kind of wonderful stuff in there. Yeah, and when you hand out your web address to somebody, you don't want to have to present 20 years part of what you give them.
Okay.
So essentially what you want to do is not have spaces.
Okay, see.
So this will bring up,
For some reason, my
Okay, that I'm gonna will look at later. If you can just hang around a minute after class, I'll look at it. Okay, but I want to stick to this right now.
Okay.
Part of the problem could be that you put the image up on the web. You want to drag the image up too. If you are looking at your page and you have an image in your page that doesn't have an address, then you need to drag your image up here too. Okay, so that it can find your image. And you want to put it in the same folder as the page, unless you want to get fancy with addresses. So if you have an image that is part of your page, you want, and it's in the same folder, you want to drag it up. Now, some of you will use images where you have them stored out on the web already someplace, and so you're taking a big long address and putting it in. That doesn't need anything dragged up. But actually, it's better experience if you have an image and you drag it up here, and then your page refers to the image by name, and there's the image by name, so it finds it just fine. Yeah.
So if my HTML has a picture of myself,
right,
I need to have at least the file of that image in the WinSCP?
Yes. You got to have it up here in the CIS web. You got to have the image up here. So if I'm doing something and there is an image on my page, okay, when you send it to me, you have to send me the image, okay, unless, again, you've got an address from somewhere on the web. But if not, you had to send me the image because it might have been sitting in your folder at home, but that doesn't do me any good when I'm looking at your page. I need to see your image. So you have to send me your image. Now, when it's out on the web, you need to have the name of your image up there so that when the page refers to an image, it can find it.
This is not really about this. Okay. It's more so about my page, but I thought it
Okay, yeah, let me get it that badly.
Just got out of the IT desk.
Yeah?
This lecture is on.
Is that what?
Is this lecture going to be online?
Yeah. Okay. So let's see. I'm trying to think of a page. Okay. So if I go back to my Okay, so if I go and look at my examples, and I have the one that has an image in it. Okay, so there's the one with an image. And the image is cisa.gif. So that's what I'm talking about. I said bring up image cisa.gif. That had better be out on the server, because otherwise it's going to run your page from the server it's going to see that line, it's not going to be able to find your picture, and so it is going to just show a little icon that indicates the picture's missing. Okay? So if I was running this page, I would want to upload this page and also upload CISA.gif so that it could find it and show it. Okay, so you're going to upload both the page and the image to the server. Okay? So your first assignment for this week is to upload this image. Okay? Wrong place. Okay, the quiz isn't up yet. I'm going to put it up, but I wanted to do it after I'd gone through this class. So there will be a quiz there, and the quiz is due February 8th. And so there will be a quiz, and I'll put it up either tonight or tomorrow morning. But I wanted to get through this class before I put it up. Yeah.
Is the quiz just on material we talked about in class, or there's no like extra reading associated
with
it?
No, I don't think so. I'm trying to remember what I put in it, but I don't think so. Okay, so that's coming up, and I will put that up, as I said, either tonight or tomorrow morning. So the quiz will be there. Okay. Frequently, I give only 3 days on quizzes if I want people to make sure that people know some material. So check the date when I put up a quiz, and I will tell you. This time I gave you until February 8th, so I gave you basically a week. And I don't accept late quizzes. That's the only thing I don't accept late is quizzes. Because the main reason I give quizzes is to make sure that you're getting what's going on. And so that's a timely thing. So I don't take late quizzes. At the end of the semester, I do put up a makeup quiz. So if you miss one, you can do the makeup quiz. Okay. So we are essentially finished temporarily with HTML. We will pick it up again later in the semester when we're doing some other things. But for now, we're done with HTML. So, if you have any questions, I'm going to be around, and Lindsay will be here today too. Yep. Yes.
Oh, it was just about the page. Okay. Is there a way to, so I figured out a way to make an image a clickable link.
Yeah.
Is there a way to put, like, under the image, like, the center of the image, like, under it, like, the, what category it is? Because, like, say there's like a sport, I have a sports section about like maybe sports and everything, and I put a sports picture of me in there. Under the image, I want to center it like under the image. Is there a way to command
yeah,
for that?
Yeah, and I'm trying to remember what it is because I'm drawing a blank on it. There is a keyword to it. I'll try to remember. If you send me an email, I'll look
it
up.
Yeah, I'll email
it,
yeah.
But I'm drawing a blank on it.
Okay.
On what it is.
Fine.
But there is one.
Thank you.
Okay, so the next thing we are going to start to do is databases. As I think I mentioned the first day of class, we're going to do this a lot. We're going to have a category, it's going to be done, and we're going to move on to the next category, and when it's done, we'll move on to the next. Because there's just a bunch of things that we decided that we'd like people to have prior to taking a lot of their courses. So I am going to bring up Access, and your assignment is to do an Access database. When you're doing it, I gave you some notes about the data down here and notes on college resources. The database you're going to do is about resources at the college, library, things like that.
The extra class that's today at 2, is that based off the schedule survey we did? Is that going to be the usual?
No, it's not a class. Oh, we're based on... Until she gets more surveys in telling her time, yes, it's going to be Tuesdays and Thursdays.
It looks like that's going to be what it is, but until Thursday, I can't tell you guys definitely what it is, but yeah.
But this week it will be Tuesday and Thursday, too.
I believe that's what it will be.
Yes. If there's something that throws us out of this room, there's nothing on the schedule, she will tell the people at the help desk where she is.
Yep.
And so you can always go to the help desk and say, where's Lindsay? And they'll tell you where she is. Okay? Okay, so we're going to go in and we're going to bring up access. And I've got too much stuff open. So if you go in here and you go down to Microsoft someplace or other, Microsoft Office 2016, Access 2016.
Can we close out WinSCP?
Yes. Okay, so you're again going to Microsoft Office 2016 and then clicking on Access 2016. Okay.
I don't see Access.
I see Database from there.
Yeah,
all right, then I have something different than you. Isn't that neat?
Oh, you have it? So he has it. So a couple people have it.
Microsoft Office 2016 Access. Did you log in as CIS A building?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about if you come down here and search Windows?
I see.
There it is. If you go down and do a search, it's coming up. Yeah.
It's just not in the folder, so it's under A also.
It's under A also? Okay.
It's under A instead of in the file.
Because it wasn't, I don't think it's under A on mine.
No,
I actually
for some of them
that.
It's either in the folder and for other ones it's under
okay.
A.
All right. They're all supposed to be the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Supposed to be.
That's right. Exactly. Okay, so you can go in and click on the little magnifying glass down
right.
Here.
I found it.
You found it?
Yeah.
And you'll get access.
I went to like the Windows tab. I didn't click on the actual folder on the desktop.
Okay. So there's access. So everybody's found it now? Okay. So when access comes up, you're going to click on, you want to do a blank desktop database. Okay. Now, the important thing here is actually to stop for a minute and put it where you can find it. Okay. So I'm going to click on this and I'm going to call it First DB, or whatever you want to call it. It's a database, so I'm giving it a name, FirstDB. And then I am going to click on the folder and find a place to put it. And again, if you have a flash drive, I'd save everything on flash drives. So I'm putting it in the E drive. Okay? Yeah.
It's probably an IT thing, but both USB ports won't work with my flash drive, so I'll just save it to that drive, I guess.
Yeah,
but
right.
I just didn't know if it was something that I'm doing wrong.
We can look at it later, but...
Okay. I'll just put it on the end drive for
okay.
Now.
So what I'm doing now is I've named this FirstDB, and it has an ACCDB extension. And it is on the E drive. Okay, and you can put it anywhere you want. If you don't have a flash drive, putting it on the N drive makes sense because then you can get to it because you all have a storage area on the N drive. So you can put it there or you can put it on a flash drive. Okay, so once you have told it the name you wanted to use and told it the letter, then you can create it. Okay. Now, what a database is it is a place that you can store data. And that's really what IT is all about, is data. If the only thing you ever did didn't involve data, then you don't have a lot of significant stuff to do because it involves data. Okay? If you have a bunch of employees, you're keeping information about your employees on a database. If you're running a store, you're keeping your inventory on a database. If you're in game development, you're going to be keeping things like your status in the game and scores for the game and all of that on a database. So you're basically, the world runs off databases. Okay, so you need to know how to do a database. We're looking at Access, which is part of Microsoft Office. It is probably not the database that a major company will use. A small company can use Access, but a big company is going to use something more like Oracle or MySQL or SQL Server or something like that. They're going to use a database that's designed for a lot of power. Okay? So the first thing we have to do when we have a database is we're going to create a table. And they list the tables over here. Now, tables is really the equivalent of a file. Okay? It is a collection of data. And a database can have multiple tables. So if I'm doing something about employees, I can have an employee table about the employee. I can have one about that has their work record on it, so that I put all the work records up there. I can have a whole bunch of different tables about my employees. Okay, so over here, they're saying you're going to create table one. That's not my favorite way to create table one, so I'm going to change it and come over here and click on view. So I'm clicking on view, which is right under the word file up there at the top. And I'm going to give my table a name. So I'm going to call it Stu for student. And I'm going to say okay. Okay, so I've now called that table Stu. Yeah.
Mine just says the field name you entered does not follow Microsoft Access object naming rules.
Okay, I didn't touch
anything. All I did was click view, though.
All you did was click on the view over there?
Yeah.
Yeah, mine did the same.
Oh, goody. Can I get by you? You've clogged up my eye over here. Okay. Click and view the file name, the field name entered. Huh. Interesting. Okay, so let's see how,
I got it.
If you click on tables, does it... That's an interesting, okay. Try clicking on design view. If you scroll down here, design view, does that bring it back?
I do the same thing.
And yours is doing the same thing. And I have no idea.
Administrator?
Huh? No, I don't think you want to do that. Try clicking on data sheet view. And then going back to design view. Okay, Lindsay, can you come and take a look and see if you can get him back into the two right kind of behind? Did everybody else get in all right when they did it? I have no idea what happened there. Okay, so now what I've got is I've got field names. So these are the names of the fields of the data that I want to store. Okay? So I kind of have to think about what data I'd like to keep. I'm keeping a student file. Well, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to create an ID. Is yours back?
Yeah, it was because I was clicked on the box on the inside, so just like... Click on tables on the left, or
right.
Your cursor somewhere else, and then...
Is yours okay or not?
No, I didn't do that.
Okay, same problem, I think. Okay, So I decide what data I want, and I decided I wanted a student ID. So I'm going to call it STU ID. Okay, so I'm putting the name of the field as my student ID. Auto number I'm not too fond of. Auto number means the first one I put in will be a 1, the next one I put in will be a 2, the next one I put in will be a 3. That's not very realistic for the world, okay? So I'm going to change this, and notice when I click on it, an arrow comes up, and I can pick number. I just want a number there. And then I'm going to come down here, and long integer's fine, but I probably don't want that bigger thing, so long integer would be fine. My other alternative would be to make this short text. And that means that I can include numbers and letters. So if I make it short text, my ID can include numbers and letters. If I make it a number, it can't. So I'm going to say this time I'm going to do short text. Now if I look down below, it tells me that the field size is 255 characters. There is no way I am going to have a 255 character ID, okay? You have to write your ID too many times. So I'm going to change that and maybe make it 5. Okay. So I could have made it a number. I can make it short text. Short text means up to 255 characters. If you have longer than 255 characters, they have another text version, but I can't imagine you will. So STU ID, I've made short text, and I've given it a size of 5. Notice there are no embedded spaces. No embedded spaces. Microsoft, bless their little heart, will allow it. I won't. Okay, so I don't want embedded spaces. Essentially, if you use embedded spaces, you've complicated life when you want to do some advanced stuff because you always have to put special marks around it to tell it that the space is part of the name, and it just starts to get messy. So I don't want any embedded spaces. Yeah.
Does that just mean spaces in the names?
No, I don't want any embedded space in the field name.
Oh, okay.
STU ID should have no embedded space. If you decide you would like to do camel case, you can come over here and do STU capital ID. Okay, and that makes it maybe more readable. You can do STU underscore ID. But I'm just going to do STU ID. But you can do other things that make it readable. But you've complicated the more advanced uses of access if you put embedded spaces in there. Because then when you do the more advanced things, you have to put square brackets around the name so that a name knows that this is just one word even though there's spaces in it. And it's just a pain in the neck. And most languages do not allow embedded spaces. So it's just a good habit to kill and not put embedded spaces in things, yeah.
But underscores are definitely fine.
Yeah.
That would probably prefer.
That's fine, okay. Yep. I took a keyboarding class, or actually I didn't. I taught myself keyboarding, and I got bored before I got to the top line. So I can't use underscores because I have to look to find an underscore, okay, whereas the rest I'm a touch typist, so I don't like underscores. But you can use them. Okay, notice next to STU ID, there is also a default here of a little key. And if you look up above, you'll see that that key image means primary key. Okay, a primary key, when you're storing data, the reason you use an ID is so because everybody has a unique ID. Okay, no two people, no two students at the college have the same ID. You've all got a unique ID. And that uniqueness the unique ID is a primary key, and so I put the key there. Okay, what you want is something that allows you access to only one record. So if I make a record for every student, they're all going to have a unique ID. Some of them could have the same name, but they will all have a unique ID. Okay, so a unique ID means it gives me access to anybody's record without confusion. And that's called a primary key. If the key isn't showing the symbol there, you can click on primary key up there and the symbol will show up. But they defaulted to the first field, and so you have the primary key there. So now I'm going to add a stu name. So I'm going to call it stu name, S-T-U-N-A-M-E. And I'm also going to make that a short text, and I'm going to say it's going to have a maximum of 50 characters. Okay. Then I'm going to put in major. And so this will tell me what their major is. Again, I'll make it a short text, and I'll put two, because all the majors have a two code, or some of them maybe three. You can put two or three. I'm just going to do things like CIBU, EN, whatever, like that. But if you want to make it three, you can make it a three character. Then I am going to put in GPA. Okay, so I'm writing just GPA. And GPA, I want to make a number. So I'm going to pick a number. Okay? And down here, I am going to pick single. Single and double are the same as decimal. But I find that I like single a little bit better the way it acts, so I put single. But I have now put in a number. Okay? And single is a small decimal as opposed to a big decimal, and GPA never goes higher than 4.0, so it's not going to be a very big number. And then I'm going to put num credits. Only I can't spell. And this one I put a camel case on the C so that I have num credits. And I want to get rid of the double S's at the end. I really can't spell. And I'm going to make this a number. And I'm going to make it an integer. Because number of credits is a whole number. So I'm making it an integer. And I'm not going to be getting into a humongous number. In fact, I won't probably go over 100, so it doesn't have to be a long integer. A long integer is for very big numbers. And I don't remember the specs on those, but you can always go and look them up. Okay, so those are my five fields. So every single student that I am recording, I will put in their ID number, their name, their major, their GPA, and the number of credits. If one of those fields I don't know the data, I can just leave it off. But I am going to have the same layout for every single record. All the records will have the same layout. Okay, so now I am going to end this and stop it. So I click on the X over on the side that says close stu. And do you want to save the changes? Yes. Why isn't it showing? There it is. If you click on tables, it shows. So I've now got a table called stu, and I've saved it. Okay. So now I am going to open it. And when I open it, it shows me. So I double-clicked on it to open it. And when I open it, it shows me the names of the fields that I have and I can create a record. Okay, so I've got a database. And the database is made up of tables that are like files. And the tables are going to be made up of records. So I'm going to start creating records on my table. Okay. So my first student might be student 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'll put 5 ones in there. They might be Bill Smith. Major might be CI. GPA might be 3.5. And number of credits might be 45. So I've created a record, and your record doesn't have to look like mine unless you want it to. And then I'll do 1, 2, 1, 2, 1. And this is going to be Susan Ash, and she's also a CI major, and she's got a GPA of 3.5 as well, and she's only got 12 credits so far. So now I have created 2 records. And then if I go down on the next line, I'm going to create a 3rd record. Okay, so I will create another record. And I'm going to make this one a business major, so I'm saying BU. And I'm going to make a 2.9 average and 15 credits. So what I am doing is trying to put in a little variety here, because on Thursday we're going to talk about how to query the database and define records that meet a certain criteria. So now I'm putting in John Costa, who's back to being a CI major, and he's got a GPA of 3.1. and has got 34 credits. So I'm just creating a bunch of records. And the main thing I want to do is have some variety. If you want yours to look like mine when I'm working with it, then you want to follow what I'm doing. If you don't care whether yours looks like mine, then that's fine too. Okay. Now I've got Richard Souza, who's a BU major with a GPA of 3.4 and 18 credits. And I've made 5 or 6 records, okay? I've made 6 records. Okay, and we are running out of time, so try to make a bunch of records and then we will call it quits. Save this and bring it next time, please, because we're going to work on this in class next Thursday. Yeah.
If you want to maybe see if you can figure out why my flash drive isn't working, or if you can wipe the end drive.
Huh?
Or the end drive shouldn't be wiped or anything like that. Right?
No, it should be fine. So when you're done, you're going to close this and save and then close up. Okay, and I really should have gone back in and taken pictures of more what I was doing. So I will take a few pictures, yeah.
Is there a way to access the Android from home?
Yes.
There is?
Yes. Trying to think of what you did. Lindsay, do you remember how you access the Android from at home?
I've never done it.
Remind me and I will tell you, I will look it up and tell you how. I can't remember what it is you click on. I mean, I do it, but I just can't remember what I do.
Is there a reason why I went to go save the table? And it's just saying first DB1.
It saves automatically, hopefully.
Oh, okay. I'll save it.
Hopefully it saves
automatically. DB1, maybe it'll make a backup.